Before we get started, I have to say this podcast would not have happened had it not been for Anchor. If you're a member of my Patreon and watched my video series 1 week to air, you would know just how stressful the week leading up to the premiere was, and Anchor saved my life. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And if you're like me and your editing skills are almost non-existent, this was huge. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Coffee Time Podcast with Noah Kinsey. I am your host, Noah Kinsey, and this is the podcast that humanizes people. Guess what? This is another bonus episode. We're going to be digging into a new think piece, and I use that term very loosely, about Peggy Hill when it comes to the potential reboot of the King of the Hill series. But before we get into it, I want to thank my Patreon members, Cody Yaw, Tracy Hughes. Definitely appreciate your support. We have a lot of really great stuff on Patreon, and we're going to be adding more, so definitely check that out. You can find the link on the show notes. I want to thank my editor, Michael Kinsey. This episode, I'm just recording and releasing right away, so it's not going to have all the pizzazz and the fine-tuning he does. You'll definitely notice a difference when you listen to this versus other podcasts. He makes them sound phenomenal. I love you, man. And just in general, if you love the show, please go subscribe, rate, and review. A 5-star rating does amazing stuff for the podcast. I also want to give a quick shout out to my sponsor, Green Regimen. They are no joke the best tasting, best quality vegan protein I've ever come across. Normally, I'm very critical of the protein because most vegan protein tastes like sand, but Green Regimen tastes fantastic, and I just really appreciate them being sponsors. So let's just dive into this, shall we? Like I said, this is a bonus episode. This is more raw. This is more off the cuff. So let's really get into this. So recently, Melissa Horacek, I don't know if that's how you say her last name. I'll put the link for her Screen Rant article. I'll put that in the show notes so you can read it for yourself. But anyway, I apologize if I butchered your name, Melissa, but she wrote a piece and the title of it is "The King of the Hill Revival Needs to Fix Peggy's quote-unquote bad mom problem." So I'm going to read one part of it. I'm going to comment. I'll read a second part, and then we'll just go from there. So one of the parts of this article, she says, "The moms in animated families, for all their laughable personality flaws and shortcomings, usually harbor a conscious duty to teach their children how to uphold ethical principles in their own lives. As the primary mother in King of the Hill, this responsibility rests on Peggy. Modern family-oriented series like Bob's Burger showcase moms like Linda Belcher, who aren't perfect, but they put their children first, and if they slight their kids in any way, they circle back to right the wrong. This is not Peggy's MO. Actually, I'm going to read the second part because it all ties into that. She goes on to say, "King of the Hill is noted for its low-key, straightforward humor. So when the writers bestow Peggy's character with narcissistic storylines, it is difficult to separate her selfishness from her duty as a sitcom's maternal figure. When Peggy enters the Mrs. Heimlich County pageant in season 3, episode 6, her obsession over winning leads her to unceremoniously fire Luann as her pageant stylist and hire an experienced stylist who Peggy is convinced will transform her into a winner. The series running gag of Peggy feeding her ego emphasizes her pettiness, and trading off her niece to guarantee a crown is one of the many plots original King of the Hill fans could do without in the reboot." All right, let's dive into this. First off, Melissa, I'm going to quote one of my favorite historical figures, Inigo Montoya. when it comes to your use of narcissist. I do not think this means what you think it means. Peggy is not a narcissist. She just isn't. Yes, she is confident, but the beautiful thing about her character is behind that confidence lies a very insecure human being who's trying to find her place as an individual. Now, let's dive into this. So Peggy Hill, mom of Bobby Hill, she is a substitute Spanish teacher. We can all agree her Spanish is atrocious. Like, I'm still learning Spanish. And I think it's safe to say my pronunciation of literally any Spanish word is better than hers. She also writes musings for some small publication, which there's an episode where they actually cut her from that, and that really messes with her sense of self-worth. This is who she is, besides being a wife, besides being a mother. And I don't know if Melissa was assigned that she needed to do some hot take, that she needed to take a stance, if she needed to create clickbait, which, by the way, mission accomplished. But I feel there's this trend, and I know people are going to say, oh, people, and I've commented saying there's people out there on the left that want to prove that they're more woke than everybody else and want to say things or write things so that people look at them and say, oh my gosh, wow, you're so woke. I never thought about it like this. That's amazing. But it also happens on the right. A couple weeks ago, Tucker Carlson was commenting about the changes in shoe wear for one of the female M&Ms made her less attractive to him. Not oversimplifying that. You can actually watch that clip. I have so many questions. But what I'm saying is there is this desire to look back at things or to break something down and find something wrong with it, which, trust me, if you listen to our episode about the thing about Pam from The Office, we do that as well. But in doing so, sometimes people miss the point. And, like, go even beyond it to ridiculousness. Like, I want to think that Melissa is on the left because I feel that's kind of where she's coming from. I could be completely wrong, and I apologize, Melissa, if I am wrong, but I feel she is on that side. And I would imagine if I look up other things she has written, it probably does come from the liberal side. Well, congratulations, Melissa, because you have gone so far to the left with this breakdown that you're now on the right. So what you're suggesting is you're suggesting Peggy Hill should be a mom and a wife, and that's what she should stick in that lane, because every time she tries to have her own identity, that's problematic. Is that what you're saying? Are you wanting for this revival, are you wanting her to be barefoot in the kitchen the whole time? I'm being ridiculous here, but this whole take is ridiculous. Like I said, Peggy Hill, she's not narcissistic. Let's go to the episode that she's talking about where she tries for Mrs. Hamlet County. Yes, she does fire Luann because she gets wrapped up in this need for validation for this crown, because she's constantly, if you watch the show, and it's one of my favorites, and I'm rewatching it with my wife right now, and I don't know how much of it she's seen in the past, but we're just loving this. But if you watch this whole thing, she constantly is seeking validation. She has this overconfidence that's overcompensating for these huge, noticeable insecurities if you're paying attention. And in that episode, yeah, she fires Luann. And what happens is she gets the stylist who is shaming her for who she is and wanting to change everything about her, even using tape on her feet to make them smaller because she's a size 16 and a half shoe. But I mean, that's huge. That's a big, big feat. And that's one of her insecurities. She goes way, way, way away from her hometown to buy shoes and uses a fake name. She has these insecurities. But if Melissa were to have finished this episode, she would have seen that not only does this stylist who changes Peggy Hill and who she is, not only does she not win, but she's humiliated. She's stripped bare. She forgets to put on her shoes when she's trying to catch up with the other contestants, and she's humiliated. And who's there for her is Hank. Hank is there and just validates her as a person. And the whole moral of the story is to embrace who you are. Stop trying to be someone you're not, because the person that you are, if you have a good heart, is beautiful. That's the whole moral of this episode. A narcissist hurts other people in their path, irreparably, usually. Peggy Hill is not a narcissist. Yes, she is trying to find her own identity as a person, not just as a woman, but as a person. And once again, I mean, I laid out her role in life when it comes to work, what she's trying to do, as well as being a wife and a mother. But I mean, her, if her biggest sin is refusing to not also be seen as an individual person instead of just Hank's wife or Bobby's mom, yeah, that's pretty forgivable. And you know, it follows this other trend that's very concerning, and I've had multiple conversations about it, where when a woman is a wife and a mother, like, there's all these expectations. If she's a stay-at-home mom, it's a no-win situation. If she's a stay-at-home mom, then she's shamed for not helping or not working, even though, let me tell you, raising kids is a full-time job. But women are shamed for not going out there and also working and bringing home money for the family. But if a woman is a working mother, now there's shame and guilt shoved in this woman's face for neglecting kids. I mean, fellas, we have it pretty easy when it comes to the parenting side, because we do not get that sort of shame no matter what we choose, whether we stay at home, which few men do, probably more now than used to. But we don't get the same grief if we work. That's just an expectation. And we're usually praised for what we do with our kids in the limited time we have. There's this understanding, well, you know, it's balance is hard, that women just don't get that. And also, if a woman, and this article is proof of that, if a woman actually tries to still have her own identity, she's shamed for being a narcissist? Is this really the take? Is this the hill, no pun intended, Melissa, that you want to die on? Pardon my French, but this is a pretty shit take. If you watch the show and actually see what they're doing with her and see who she is as a person, you're not going to miss that she is a good mother, that she is a good wife. She is there for them. Look at Bobby. Bobby does all this prop comedy and all these things that, while Hank is more vocal about not getting it and not exactly being the most enthused that it's a thing, Peggy's always supportive. She might not get it, but she is supportive, and she loves her son Bobby, and she loves her niece Luann, who, whenever there's been an episode with Luann moving out, Peggy has been very concerned for Luann's safety. And when Luann's mother came, got out of prison and came, oh man, like, Peggy could not be more mama bear when it came to Luann. It's just, it's who she is. And once again, she's just trying to find her own identity while balancing all this stuff. King of the Hill still stands as one of the best and most wholesome sitcoms in TV history. It has these characters that are both ridiculous and also remarkably grounded, and Peggy Hill is one of them. And I didn't even know this reboot was happening until this really, really misguided article. But if it does happen, I'm looking forward to it. I'm very interested to see what they do. I'll be cautiously optimistic because not all revivals have exactly been great. So I have faith in this. But regardless, my hope is that they keep Peggy Hill, this dreamer, this idealist. She is the heart of the family. She does not have a narcissistic bone in her body. And I'm sorry, Melissa, you're just so off the mark. It reminds me of people who say, well, with the stuff Michael Scott says in The Office, that show just couldn't be made today. To which I say, the point of his character is he's not politically correct, and we're laughing at him being oblivious to what he's saying. It's awkward humor. So I would say, if you think The Office couldn't be made today, why did you laugh at the things he said in the past? Because you're supposed to be on the side of everyone else who's not super thrilled with what he's saying out loud. I just, we gotta stop trying to virtue signal, regardless of the side you're on. We can't just jump on these bandwagons of everything doesn't age well, because it's true, a lot doesn't. But stuff like this show still stands up. And I would love to have a conversation with people about this. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Like I said, I'm going to put the link to this in the show notes so you can read the whole think piece yourself. Would love to hear your comments on that. But I will close with this, that Melissa, before you throw shade on Peggy, I think you should walk a mile in her 16 and a half sized shoes.